1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two big speeches today in Washington. President Biden will address the nation tonight about his historic decision to step away from his reelection campaign. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address both houses of Congress about the war against Hamas. Protesters angry with the bombing of Gaza have been protesting in D.C. ahead of the speech. Delta Airlines customers still struggling to get back online after the CrowdStrike debacle.
Chaos and growing passenger outrage as Delta Airlines struggles to recover from that global IT outage. The major Delta flight disruptions now in their sixth day, leaving lots of passengers stranded at airports.
This is our fourth cancellation.
I just wish we'd given up and stayed home.
The U.S. Department of Transportation saying since Friday, Delta has canceled more than 6,000 flights. The airline now the subject of a federal investigation.
ABC's Faith Abube. Tennis star Coco Gauff will join LeBron James as a flag bearer for the Olympic team's Friday opening ceremony. This is some scary moments for tourists at Yellowstone National Park. ABC's Alex Stone has the story.
This is what it sounded like as visitors to Yellowstone ran away from the explosion and then falling debris. The hydrothermal explosion happened in the Biscuit Basin thermal area of the park, sending a huge cloud of steam and chunks of earth into the air and then debris all over a boardwalk. Nobody was injured. Geologists are now investigating, saying hydrothermal explosions are caused when magma rises toward the surface. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Taiwan getting ready to ride out a strong storm. Typhoon has already been blamed for killing at least 13 people in the Philippines and packing maximum sustained winds of 113 miles an hour. Starting to whip up the island, officials and schools and tourist sites all across Taiwan have been closed down. Sunday held the title as the hottest day ever on record for just one day. Climate scientists in Europe say Monday's global average was a tenth of a degree warmer than that. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris says she's running a people-powered campaign to beat Donald Trump. Harris visited Milwaukee Tuesday to launch her presidential campaign, only 2 days after Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
So, friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we? And we will win this election.
Harris has already raised over $100,000 for her campaign since Sunday afternoon. The plane that crashed and killed two people near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh was privately owned and not a part of the air show. The cause of the crash on Monday is still under investigation, and the names of the deceased have not been released. Last year at Air Venture, two people died and two were injured in a mid-air collision during the air show. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Who is the most improved Packer player?
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers continue training camp practices. One player who came into camp in tip-top shape is running back A.J. Dillon, who was only given a one-year extension on his contract this spring.
I don't feel any outside pressure. Like, I'm so at peace with just I worked my tail off, and I know I'm working harder than I've ever worked, ever.
This will be Dillon's fifth season in Green Bay, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
This is the best I've seen him. Hands down, and I think he would tell you the same. He came back
in great shape. I mean, shoot, I was joking with him the other day. You can see the abs on him, and that's hard for a big man to do.
Baseball, after a nearly 90-minute rain delay, the Brewers were in a scoreless tie until the eighth, when Milwaukee's Bryce Durang drove in the game's only run, the Brewers beating the Cubs in Chicago by a final score of 1-0. The series wraps up today with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, high of 76 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunny 80. By Friday, sunshine 83. It's going to get a lot warmer and a lot more humid by the weekend, with highs in the mid to upper 80s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll talk with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, about President Biden's announcement and the campaign of Vice President Kamala Harris.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming up here. I'm still amazed. Did you hear that coming in about our BMIs? We did our height and weight thing and Todd figured it out. It was exactly the same.
Congratulations on
thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's nothing to be congratulated about.
It's good to have congratulations. Goals. Good to have goals in life and achieve them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin.
I was going to say, I said to Johnny, okay, let's set a new goal then. 25%. Which is probably where you guys are at. And John's like, that could be 2 years.
It could be. That's a lot. That's a lot of
anyway, so
fat to
probably got to think Pella first.
Yes. Windows and Doors. Incredible deal going on at Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door next month. This is really something cool. They complete the installation with no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but absolutely perfect results. Once again, as low as $18 per window, $81 per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This ends on the 31st. Visit PellaWI.com. Call them for a free in-home consultation. You can't do any better than Pella Windows and Doors.
Love them.
Joined by a couple of guys that moving into the time of year, they're going to be extremely, extremely busy, but for a very good reason. High school athletics. We got Brian Miltz and Tim Marquardt. High school officiating and recruitment. Gentlemen, you know, I do the high school games, been around with it for a long time. And I talked to some of these guys. We always talk to them before the games. And, you know, some of these guys have been doing it for lots and lots and lots of years. And I think, you know, the end is in sight for some of these guys being out there on those cold Friday nights running around out there. Do you have a reserve? Do you have the bullpen? Do you have a, you know, whole another group of young up-and-comers to take their places?
We're working on it.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us on
you
this
bet.
Nice blustery day out there. So,
don't you think this is blustery?
It was. I was
thinking it's
fall.
Come on, Brian.
Thank
right
you.
There.
Thank
Brian,
you.
Blustery is, okay, I'm going to talk to my man, Tim. Blustery, what is that? If somebody said it was blustery out, let's say you just got dropped off somewhere in a dark room. They said, hey, it's blustery out. What would you think?
Well, your hair's got to be blown back. You got to be trying to keep your ground, not getting pushed back.
That's exactly
and
what it was.
Temperature?
Oh, cold.
There 60, you go, Johnny.
61. Wind chill of 42. Hi, Brian.
Good. Hi.
All right.
How was it, Marquette?
It was wonderful.
Your
was
daughter
wonderful.
Goes to school there, right?
She went up to swim camp. She actually goes to East High School right now, and she went up to swim camp up at Northern, and this is the second year in a row she went, so it's fantastic
that's cool.
Up there.
Great school, isn't it? Or great community.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes.
So, a winter in Green Bay.
Did you go to Negaunee?
No.
Oh, no. Wow, what was that?
I'm just kidding, John.
It's like, why?
Oh, okay. It was great.
Is she on the swim team?
She is. Yeah, for Green Bay United, it's a winning team. They do well with it. So, at the four high school graduations this year for Green Bay, two of the speakers were Green Bay United swimmers. So,
and
really proud of that.
What a great, and to be a lifeguard is a great job. Even when they go to college, they need lifeguards there. And everybody's like, well, that's just a summer job. And that's really not. There's a lot of indoor, the Tundra Lodge needs lifeguards. And that's just a nice side hustle for kids.
She got her first benefits from the city check. So, or, you know, she was working for the city, so she got her $12 towards a retirement, which I told you. All right. When you're 72 years old, you're going to be
love
all
it.
Set with that. So
great.
Good for her.
So go ahead. Tell us the state of officiating this, because it was almost critical a couple of years ago, wasn't it? I mean, some games were postponed or whatever to get crews.
Yeah, it's still tight. We've gotten a couple new officials coming in, which is great. We're members of the Green Bay Officials Association, so WIA officials have the opportunity to join us and help us. We help them get mentored and just kind of figure out how to officiate and provide training for it. So we haven't heard of any games being canceled yet. We've got a couple guys with availability, but most of the time, if you lose a crew, you're really hustling to figure it out.
Right.
So,
and a lot of those guys only want to work with their crew.
Yeah.
Don't they though? I mean, you know, some of these older guys, it's.
Yeah. Certainly as they get older, they start being more selective in what they're going to do, and they'll pick,
right.
You know, they'll pick games where they're going to be comfortable. And that a lot of times means they're going to stay with the same crew and not venture out with some of the new folks.
And so, part of it may be for the social activities after the game.
You get to know the guys on your crew pretty well. So yeah, which is
well,
helpful.
I think that's awesome, right?
It is.
I mean, don't you kind of work to get with, you know, yeah. You kind of put in time to be
absolutely.
With people you like. So I think that's great.
Wait, there's a guy that came on our Brewers trip a couple of years ago, longtime official in the area. And his wife was like, oh, forget about what he's saying. He said, oh, I love the games with these kids from so-and-so. Just, they just had such a great time afterwards.
Post-game.
So yeah, game.
The what? NASO, the National Association of Sports Officials, has done a big survey last year. And one of the main reasons that officials continue in the game and come back is because of the camaraderie of the other officials.
Exactly.
We're the third team on the field.
Got a good text here. Good to hear the voice of my former teaching colleague, Brian Mills from Terry.
Yeah.
But when you study just life in general, having a social network is very important to people when they get older. I mean, you want to eat healthy and all that other stuff, but you know, it can be a church group. It can be, you know, a trivia group, but you know, what you're talking about is really important. And that's an opportunity for people to get a little bit more socially interacted with each other.
A connection. And as independent contractors, one of the nice things about it is you can get into it as far as you want to get. So, you know, guys like us are working 3-4 days a week sometimes. There are others who say, hey, you know, I'm going to do one and done this week. But, you know, and maybe it's Friday night, maybe it's not. Some folks like the bright lights. Some folks would rather work, you know, something that's
the freshman game on a Wednesday or whatever. Yeah.
Well, and the flexibility with it, in years past, I've worked Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturdays. And
wow.
But this year with, like I said, with my daughter swimming on Tuesdays, the next 2 years, I'm not doing any middle school games because I'm going to go watch her swim on
right.
Tuesdays instead. So the games will be there when we come back. Obviously, so you can have that variance with it for football. Same with the other sports, with basketball and everything.
When they look at recruiting talent, young talent, you know, and that flexible schedule is really, really important. And, you know, you have your daughter swimming, but other people have other things they'd like to do. And if you can work around that, that's really attractive to people. I don't know what you...
But it's
you
also, a nice little check on the side,
right,
too.
Right, I'm going to say it's a little... Everybody needs a side hustle.
I use it for my mushroom business, so I figured out I'm going to be...
You better too? Not. You better not.
Oh, sorry, John. Sorry.
Right. His mushrooms are legal, John. Okay.
So, yeah, bottom line, nobody's going to get rich officiating, and I think most people understand that, but mm-hmm. it does add a little bit. And, you know, you get a little exercise, you get camaraderie, and it's great for a lot of folks. I got into it after coaching. So I coached for a long time. The thing about coaching is when the, you know, every day they're practicing or every, you know, that's set, you got to be there. As an independent contractor, as an official, you can pick.
Pick and choose a little bit.
And if next week I got a lot going on, I don't have to
nice.
Do it.
You made a good point that the money isn't the primary, but I mean the socialization. But then to get exercise in, like I want to be a mailman because that's a job where you know you're getting your steps in, you know, and that's important. We sit here and drive a desk for 3 hours and look at us, our BMI is like crazy.
Well, what I like about
speak
it
for
is
yourself.
We're tied, John.
You don't think about it either. So when I'm on a basketball court or football field and there's a play and I'm just going, it's just instinct, right?
Right.
If I go out and start jogging. My whole time, my mind is thinking,
I hate this.
I hate this.
When am I done?
Next corner.
How much longer before I'm done?
Right. Yeah. That's a really good point.
And it's amazing. We have some guys who, you know, use their smartwatches or whatever, and they track how much they're on the field.
Somebody steps and stuff.
Well, and then you see the global shot of it. So you just see the line
back
and forth,
back
and forth,
back
and forth, and over and back and forth, you know, so it's fun to see how many.
I know you guys have taken some strides. And actually in football, high school football, you're so far away from the action and everything like that. But there was one game we did last year where I believe a guy was removed. The game was stopped and he was removed from the stands because he was causing so many problems amongst just people around him and other parents and just disruptive. And they stopped the game. The athletic directors.
Coach McCarthy?
No, it wasn't Coach McCarthy at the high school game. I do remember that. But you guys are getting a lot more, okay, you mess around here, we're not going to put up with it, right?
Right. Well, that's game day administration. A lot of the times in the fan, you know, in the stands for football, the athletic directors will take care of that. But we're lucky in this area because we have so many officials from this area that we rarely have issues.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of issues like that, but they are there, and there's clearly an effort nationally and with the WIAA to stop behavior of adults, typically, more often than not, being abusive or foolish about what they're doing in terms of interacting with the game.
Even the language they use now is red flagged right away, isn't it?
It's good. So the sports, where's your biggest need? I mean, if somebody wrestled or if they basketball, football,
We cover five sports in the GBOA. So we have volleyball, football, basketball, and then softball and baseball.
Oh.
So I don't want to not represent. I don't have information.
Underrepresent one of them.
I don't have information on those other sports, soccer and wrestling stuff. I think the need is generally across the board. You can find plenty of opportunities to get involved in the game if you have any interest in it. We have a pretty good spread on our two big football and basketball are our two biggest sports. I would say softball, baseball are, you know, you talked about folks looking a little bit older and stuff like that. I mean, our numbers there, we don't have as many youth. We're starting to get some youth into basketball. We had a great connection with the UWGB intramurals program for a while that helped bring in some youth. And we get that a little bit in football, but all sports could use a infusion of youth and diversity. I mean, we're terribly flat in terms of being old, fat, white guys.
But you know what?
Speak for yourself.
I am.
He was. Yeah. So was I.
The one guy in shape here.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sorry, Brian.
How about if somebody's listening, they have an interest in this. There's a training program that goes with it. Tell us so that you're not intimidated, because, I mean, spotlight's on you a lot.
Yeah, and one of the things that I'm really proud of with the GBOA is we've really stepped up. We've always had training and you know, kind of informal mentoring. We're getting better as an association at trying to make sure that we have formal mentoring available for folks, that we have training programs. One of our football guys has done a fantastic job of doing some videos, watching game film. I mean, film is a huge tool that's available now to try and help us get better.
Why are there so few, maybe I'm wrong in this, but it just seems like there's so few guys that go from coaching into officiating.
We actually have, I can think of three guys that I've recruited that were former coaches that have gone into officiating. And it's part of it's you're looking at the game completely different.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just the speed of the game and what you're watching is different. But yeah, I've stolen a couple coaches that I've worked with to officiate. The other good thing,
because every coach thinks they could be a great official, right?
They help from the sideline a lot of times.
I saw that. Well, you shouldn't have been watching that. So thanks for helping out. But the other thing that we've worked on and are focusing on this year is getting high school athletes that might be out of season. So we have a gentleman that's joining us from football who played for a couple of years. Just it wasn't for him, but he's going to get into officiating. So if you're a great basketball player, or you know, the main thing is character we're looking for. So I'm reaching out to the ADs to say, okay, if you've got a basketball player that is a pretty good person there and has a sound judgment, can come in. We'll get them in for football during non-varsity.
And women can rep the men's games.
Absolutely.
Like, I know we're doing that better in the NFL, and that's awesome. Yeah. It's just great.
Do you guys stick around?
Yeah.
All right.
Brian Miltz, Tim Marquardt talking high school officiating and recruitment. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9. 9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Make a big noise playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome. Mino and the Mayor here, 7:20 in the morning, 61 degrees across the board, Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. We got Ben and Deanna Malcor coming up. We got Nina Sperano from NBC 26, Stephanie Hummel from the City of Green Bay, and Cody Krepplein talking about a big veterans project he's working on this week. But back to this with high school officiating and recruiting. Jim, you had the question you wanted to ask them right off the bat here.
About people that have an interest in coaching and not making a commitment. I just want to learn more. You know what I mean? Sometimes people don't want to call because it's like, well, that means you want to do it. Right.
And see how it goes.
Or come watch a game or whatever. But tell me if someone is interested. And it doesn't have to be someone young, a male, female. They can be maybe looking for a second, a little side hustle, working here during the day, but love sports.
We have a lot of folks who realize as they get into, you know, latter ages and their kids are out of the house.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they were involved in coaching with youth and something. Those are oftentimes our primary folks who come out and say, hey, you know, maybe I'd be interested in doing a few hours a week and get started. They may know the sport, may not be up on the current rules, but they're great candidates, and they're looking for a little exercise. So it's a win-win.
I think it is. I coached sixth grade football. Do I qualify?
Yeah,
sure. Well, put you in the middle. I got a middle school game. We're looking for an umpire right in the middle. So just
I'm a firm believer of them. I was always a catcher in baseball and fast pitch softball. Nobody knows the ball or strike better than that catcher. That's the only perspective that is really perfect, isn't it, though?
They can keep it squared in.
Frame it.
Frame it.
Yep. The whole thing. But the catcher knows more than the umpire, really and truly, if that's a strike or a ball.
So you're going to listen to him.
I tried umpiring softball once with some of our guys that are in our association that work football with us, and I could not do it. And I wasn't behind the plate. I was on the side. And just the mechanics of everything.
Absolutely.
So everyone's got their specialty area.
My challenge would be I couldn't distance myself from the game. Like, I'm a fan. And we're talking to Scott Vincey. He's a reporter for the Press Gazette. And he just really stays removed from the game. And I'd be throwing my pen down, you know, if I'm writing the story. But that's part of it. You have to have the right.
That's a key part. Yeah.
A key part.
So. You know, a lot of times
controlled passion.
Exactly. Well, and rational detachment with it, but
a lot of the times, not often, but
you know, when coaches or fans are telling us we're really vested in the game, once we leave, I don't know what the score is, you know, and after it's, I'm really
every
not
plays
concerned
its
about
own
yourself
play.
Great football game that much.
Yeah. How would you recommend somebody to kind of put their foot in the water and test it?
So an easy way to get information is our website, gboa.org, real simple. And we do come up on Google searches. I'm not sure how many sites we follow. But anyhow, gboa.org talks about our association, gives you insight. You can join the association on there. And the other one is the WIAAWI, so .org. Org, also, yes, I had to think about that. Anyhow, they have a whole piece of information there that you can go on and see about officiating and, you know, what does it mean and how do you get started. But
what sports need it the most?
I'm not sure I can.
I would guess from what I've seen, the sports are more technical, and if you have an experience in them, it's going to be helpful. So wrestling, I talked to wrestling officials, and
if you don't know wrestling, you got to know that sport because I wouldn't have a clue.
But the sheer number of games, I mean, there's a lot of baseball and softball tournaments going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of basketball tournaments going on. So whatever you're comfortable in will help put you into a spot with it. The other thing that we do with the association is we mentor our officials coming in. So if you're a new official and you're looking at doing football, I'm going to get you in to our non-varsity games, our middle school games, but I'm going to put you with a really good crew. So I'm going to put you with the white hat that's knows that they're going to be mentoring you in, and it helps everyone out with it. So that's one of the benefits of going through joining our association. If you become an official, is we'll make sure we get you scheduled in those spots and have someone kind of looking over you.
You know what I'm surprised at in the NFL and even college football? Is some of these, okay, you got, you know, a 64-year-old guy running downfield trying to keep an eye on two guys that run 4.240s, okay? Why aren't more more professional college athletes going into that? I think that would be such an amazing talent group with how they know the game, how they can move out there. Just can't get those guys, though, huh?
We have a few of those guys, actually. Yeah, and I would say, you know, basketball and football, we have some folks who are coming out of having been, you know, players not all that long ago, and they're great candidates. And they do very well. We've had a number of young ones actually get to, like, state-level games because of the, you know, their ability to cover the court or field is you know, incredible.
And I think I'm glad you guys are here today. And we had you on the show last year, too. But I don't think people really know that's a need. I mean, yeah. I've never been to a game that's been postponed or canceled. And I think, you know, that's sometimes how you get the message out.
Well, the reason you haven't been is because they were postponed or canceled.
And they've been close. I mean, there's been times where I'm getting last minute calls. Tim gets them.
Right. But what I'm saying is I'm glad you're here because I think people, this sounds like I think this would be a lot of fun. I couldn't do it. I'm not that.
It can be.
Detached.
But some folks have trouble separating the fact that somebody wants to yell at them. Too. So it takes, as Brian mentioned, I think earlier, your personality type, you need those folks who can pull away and not personalize the fact that somebody said, you know, you're stupid. You didn't make the
I wouldn't
call.
Personalize so, it so, if I was out there. Well, maybe, I would not call 10 calls in a row against that guy's team. I would not do that.
So we
need people selling hot dogs and stuff too, John. So,
but if you need someone who, you know, has been called stupid, doesn't know what they're doing, if they were in politics, that might be a good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good feeder.
Yeah. 20 years of that, right. So I can do with the fans. I really think that, and you said that, Brian, about the what did you call it? Professional
rational
detachment. And I don't know how you test for that, but I'm a fan. So
I've been at some basketball games where I would have tossed people. There's been fans where I would, and I'm in the broadcast booth or on the court side, and it's like I'd toss him.
And that's a sport where
or her.
That's a sport where they're a lot closer.
That's what I mean.
Things are much quicker. And it can get real personal real fast.
Exactly.
And we've had a number of our officials have had to stop games and have game management deal with something to
keep. Like I said, that's after that football game we were doing last year.
Yeah.
And it's a big playoff game. It wasn't like, you know, whatever. It was a playoff game.
Yeah. I was watching my daughter's band play at one of the basketball games, and it wasn't a huge crowd, but it was a decent-sized crowd. And friends with the officials that were on there, and I was shocked that they could put up with. It wasn't even so much, like, rudeness, just how close they are. And at that point, I think I mentioned to you, Tim, there is no way I'd be doing varsity basketball. Just my personality wise, I know that part of it, but
certainly way different than football. Mm. But I want to go back. Jim, you asked about the sports and we mentioned wrestling. I can also mention that even though it's not in our association at this point, lacrosse is a new sanctioned sport for boys and girls in the state of Wisconsin. It had been outside the WIA realm and it got added this year. They had their first state playoffs and tournament this year. And I know that's another area that, you know, it's not something that as many of us are familiar with. So it's a growing sport, but there's one that, especially if you have some experience or played or something like that, that's another sport that could really use an infusion of talent.
Very cool.
The other way to find more information, if you're at a sporting event and you see a crew that you feel is doing a decent job about it, talk to them. You know, ask them, you know, just questions at the end of the game. If they're still, you know, varsity games is a little more difficult to get to them, but talk to an official, and we'll put you in contact with and answer your questions.
I just think that sounds just like a great side job. I think, you know, I wish my personality was more akin to that, but that sounds like a lot of fun. I mean,
we can get him scheduled next week.
Yeah,
just think about that exercise, the camaraderie, and plus, you know, you're around young people. That's always good for your psyche. So, yeah. Well, thanks for what you're doing. You make a lot of people happy pretty much every day of the week.
We'll get Todd the info on
And we'll get this on our website.
We'll get proxiness.
And most people are very good to us. I don't want to misrepresent that.
No, I don't.
You guys are awesome.
A couple of jerks
most people appreciate it.
But you know what? They don't just ruin it for you guys. They ruin it for everybody in the arena or whatever when you have that. So I'd say give them the hook.
A lot more good people, though.
All right, thanks.
Tim, Brian, thank you both so very much for what you do for our youth sports around here.
Thanks,
guys. Our pleasure. Coming back. You bet. Grab some cookies on your way out.
We don't need them.
All right. Ben and Deanna Malachur will be joining us next. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Soybean markets rallied Tuesday, and we finally saw some demand kick into the market, which has helped with pricing. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, says that it's not so much about the supply right now, but rather the demand and buying into the marketplace to help turn the market around. And while these rallies are good, he says the catch is, are we going to be able to hang on to them?
You know, the worst part about this right now, you know, we still have a lot of supply here for both corn and soybeans. We're also hitting that key window where producers have old crop supplies in the bin. They need to make a decision whether they're going to push it out. Obviously, with the way crops look and the crop conditions, and I think most are counting on a fairly decent harvest, you know, and even though with the areas of weakness, that some supplies are going to have to move. We typically see that in, you know, August into September. That could be the limiting factor here. All of a sudden, we get a nice little price bump. Producer says, shoot, I just picked up 30 cents a bushel on beans yesterday. Let's get some moving here, and that could quickly limit these rallies.
That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 4.75. That's down 1.75. And new crop corn is trading at 4.16, down 1.25 cents. Beans are trading at 11.12.5. That's down 5 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 10.68¾. And that is down 3¾. And wheat is trading at 5.40¼. And that is down 2.5 cents. On the dairy side of things, August Class 3 milk contract is trading at 20.39 a hundredweight. That's up 13 cents. And September milk has no change and is trading at 21.05. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 196. That was up 3.5 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 193, up 5.5. And the AA butter had no change and closed at 307.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, high of 76 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. By Friday, sunshine, 83. It's going to get a lot warmer and a lot more humid by the weekend, with highs in the mid to upper 80s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wisk Caregiver Careers makes it easy, with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiskCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at wistatefair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Very special thanks to a couple of great guests, Brian Mills and Tim Marquardt, high school officiating and recruiting. They're going to give us some information where they're having almost like a workshop type thing, right, and everything. And I think it's great. And you know what? Like we were talking, a lot of these guys, God bless them on Friday nights. And part of it is the camaraderie. They just enjoy getting together with their guys. But, you know, they're not going to last forever. And you got some of these younger athlete types that could take their spots. I think that would be a good push to really try to get them involved.
Yeah, there's the whole society's like that, right? I mean,
there's, could you be a wrestling official?
Again, I think my problem is I'm a fan. I don't know that I can have that emotional detachment, you know, because I'd get into it. And if I liked the kid, you know, I'd like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like I'd be, come on, I want you to win, especially if he was from Two Rivers. You know, I don't know that I could.
So not well,
at least you're honest, Kim.
Two Rivers is taking state in wrestling.
Guy's not that good. Well,
wow.
And you're also one guy. It's not like a team, right? Yeah. I mean, the rep is out there. But anyway, I think plug for that. I think that's a great, we're all looking for a little side hustle. Some people are greeters at Walmart. But, I mean, to go out there and camaraderie with other people that care about youth sports and, I don't know.
It's fun. There's nothing better than a Friday night football. Nothing better.
Amazing.
Just amazing.
And they get paid.
I mean, miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bet you do.
That's great.
Yeah. What was the last, your son's last year in high school?
Well, they won the 2015 state.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was an amazing year to be a senior year, one of the captains. And
Yeah. He never left the field.
No.
I mean, he was defensive tackle and then he was offensive center.
Wow.
And so he was on the
field.
That
was with, was it Panini? What's the running back's name?
Not Vinny. Panini. Vinny Pellini.
Pellini.
You're thinking lunch already.
Yeah, I know, right? Panini.
You go right from cookies to lunch.
I know. Yeah, that was a fun team to watch and cover.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Oh, it was fun.
Yep.
They were just the underdogs all the way.
Yes,
so just
absolutely.
Every game was just right down to the nail-biting end. It was amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was
cool. We still think about it more than the kids probably
do. We do.
I was going to say was it a lot of those games? It for the fans, too, it was nail-biting.
Yeah,
a lot of confidence in that little team.
Yeah, they were the team. They just the team that could. I mean, they just came in as the underdog, and nobody thought they would win the game, and they would take it right at the end.
Yep.
It's just
that was incredible,
amazing.
Great magical run. Yeah. So, what's going on in the world of real estate, Ben and Deanna?
Well, there is lots. I mean, we've got a lot. We were trying to narrow down.
It's
our
in the news
today.
In a lot of different ways.
It is. And you know, we've got some big things to kind of talk about. You know, towards the middle of August, and kind of addressing some of the NAR lawsuit, thing that is out there, because I think if people have a lot of questions, I think there's some misconceptions just from what you hear on the news.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And the thing is, having been in the news and having been in real estate, in news, you got to try to condense it as quickly and small as possible to bite size pieces.
In their defense, a buyer's agreement. I mean, that's hard to. Some realtors don't get that right on the test.
You can't break that down in a hurry.
Well, I'm just saying, you got 2 minutes, maybe three,
to
do a story.
Confidence. Yeah.
And all people hear is lawsuits.
And I know.
Honestly, you said 2 minutes to three. It's probably a minute, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds
it
for the
is.
Intro.
Yeah.
That's
so
a little.
We definitely want to address that, probably in maybe two weeks from now.
Well, and there's some things that could change, not ever so slightly, but we
can
need
you just
to mistake.
Explain a little bit what we're talking about if people haven't been following it.
Yeah. Again, in a minute, 10 seconds, explain buyers.
Yeah, exactly. That's the honest truth.
I am just going to say it's not as bad or as good as you think it's going to be.
Well,
somewhere in the middle.
Deanna likes Two Rivers. Start
there.
You got a minute, 10 seconds to explain buyer's agency.
I know. I'm not even going to go there in that amount of time. That's the problem.
But that is the big issue now in different things.
Yeah.
It's really not as big of an issue, I think, as everybody thinks, because of the stories that they've heard. A lot of it is just, practices that need to happen. And negotiation, a little bit deeper into negotiations on, commissions and incentives that are paid. So,
but that's always been done.
It's always been done.
I have never, this is the honest truth, when I was a realtor, I never took the full commission because about 90% of my people were veterans and young veterans.
Oh, sure.
And I always took a point off. Yeah. I remember like the last one I did, it saved him like $1,200.
Yeah.
And but you know what? I got return business from it then too.
Well,
you know,
that's so just
it's,
it.
And it's kind of a give and take.
I think it's more about being transparent, you know, with your clients, no matter what side they're on, and explaining the process to them. So we're the same way.
Well, and in Wisconsin, our contracts are written exceptionally. I mean, we've got the legal department at WRA does an exceptional job of laying out the right language in these forms. And in that NAR lawsuit that was as a result of another state, obviously different state forms, something probably wasn't written as it should. And
but everybody gets painted with that same brush.
Everybody's going to get painted
and,
with
and
the
I guess
same
that's
brush.
Probably the biggest message for, you know, no matter what party you are in our contracts, you are very well protected within our contracts. You really are. So it's just a matter of being able to kind of explain it to your clients.
Okay, you're talking when we first came in about contingencies. Which
contingencies, yes.
That's a fun word to say.
Yeah.
Do they still have them these days? With
the they do.
Can you still get the offer taken care of with a contingency?
Honestly, they're coming back.
Okay.
So, and there's many contingencies. And one of the first ones that, you know, we come across, we'll kind of skip the whole home sale contingency because that's a whole show on its own.
A different animal.
But kind of the first one that they're going to come across is the inspection contingency.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. And the usual, if someone includes the inspection contingency in their offer to purchase, and first and foremost, we would never tell somebody not to get a home inspection. You know, we always encourage people to do that.
Because if it goes south, they'll say, my realtor told me not to get one.
Yeah.
So we do that. And it's usually a 15-day period. A 15-day period where you can get the inspector into the property to look at the property. That goes for commercial or residential. And just take a peek and then talk about potential repairs.
And that 15-day includes any negotiations on repairs as well, too. So
I have to ask this one with contingencies. What about the contingencies as far as the loan contingency these days? When something, you know, if a bank appraises something for just $250,000, and the only way you're going to get that is if you pay $292,000, the bank's not going to give you that extra $32,000 or whatever, are they?
No.
Where does that come from?
That's negotiated. I mean, it really is. And those are two different contingencies. So there's financing contingency and there's appraisal contingency.
Right.
So they are separate. And it's something that, you know, we have seen in the past, buyers writing in kind of an appraisal gap, in their offer. So if it does come below list price or offer price, we're willing to pay up to $5,000 without even negotiating. If it's more than that, then that difference is still up for negotiation. Who's going to pay it? Is it going to be the buyer? Is it going to be the seller? Are they going to meet in the middle or are they
going
to walk?
Where's it going in this market generally?
You know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the market overall is starting to be more of a balanced market, probably more of a balanced market than we've seen in the last maybe 3 years, three, 4 years.
So in balance, you mean the appraisal's coming out pretty close to the offer?
Well, just by way of buyer and seller and who has leverage.
They would work with you a little bit more.
Has leverage. Okay. Yeah, in that conversation. But when it does come to appraisal, the key always, and I know that we come back to this, is having a good agent who talks to you about listing your home at the correct price.
Well, we aren't seeing, because it's a little bit more of a balanced market, you know, even those hot homes are maybe getting 3-4 offers on them, 5. Yeah. You know, it's not to like, I mean, there was offers, you know, in 2021 or homes that we listed in 2021 that I think one of them we had 21 offers on. So that's driving up that price and that's really affecting the appraisal. We're not seeing that anymore. So I think we are seeing appraisals come in a little, you know, at value.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, realistic.
Because you're not over, I shouldn't say overpaying, but you aren't overpaying because of the competition on that home. So, you know, appraisals are coming in closer. There's not that big gap anymore, usually.
So it's getting to be a little bit more of a buyer's market then.
balanced. It's okay, not a buyer.
The teeter totter is coming a little bit closer.
It's getting a little bit closer. Okay. I love a balanced market. You know, it seems like an even playing field for everybody.
What about as far as, like, I know the big thing for a while, and I always hated doing them because I wasn't real good technically with the contracts. But the bump things where it's like, okay, if somebody gives you an offer for X amount, I'll go 10 more. Are those still popular or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The acceleration clauses?
The term, acceleration clauses.
Yeah. I've written a couple of them this last week. Yeah.
Oh, they still are, especially in those price points that are hot, because it keeps your offer in play a little bit longer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot. That was the scariest part of real estate. I don't know about you, Jim, but was getting something wrong on a contract. When you did a contract, there's nobody else to, like, oversee it to see if you missed a thing. And then what could happen if, you know what I mean?
It's the stuff that keeps you up at night.
I remember doing an amendment to somebody one night, and I had to do a big banquet the night before. And this girl had been trying to get a hold of me, but I was doing the auction for throwing my phone off and everything. Yeah. And then it was too late. So I had to send them by midnight or something, a return amendment. And I was, same thing. I woke up the next morning, and it's like, oh my gosh, that word is wrong.
Yeah.
And I had to call my broker. He goes, well, I think a judge would know the intent for, but I was in a sweat because it was a $6,000 difference. Does my guy have to pay $6,000 more, or does he get $6,000?
Right.
By one word.
Yeah.
And if they had pushed it, it could have been hit or miss.
Well, and it's a good thing to bring up too. I mean, it's kind of one of those things, like we talk about discount realtors all the time. You know, do you want a discount realtor working on these contracts that are so important, or do you want an expert in the field? So if you're working on the biggest purchase of your life, do you want somebody who's willing to do it because they have no self-confidence in what they're doing and doing it at a lower price than, you know?
Have you seen that thing about, it's one of those things on Facebook or whatever. It's like, I'm only paying 1% for an agent. Okay.
Yeah.
Time for pictures. She's got her cell phone out in the yard.
Yeah.
She's okay. When do you want to go inside? Oh no, for 1%. No. She handwrites. She handwrites a sign and sticks it in the yard.
Yeah.
Oh, this would be for 1%.
Oh, I know some of those memes and videos and stuff are so funny.
Or they may have a lower commission, but then charge you for an open house, charge you for the photos, charge you for this, and then all of a sudden it's, oh my God, I'd better off paying 5%.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and you know, a lot of those, a lot of those brokerages and things, and I'm not talking about anyone in particular, but they do have a lot of flat fees, and those are non-refundable. Once they're paid, they're paid.
Right.
And you know, when you're using kind of a full service real estate agent, everything is really, nothing's paid until closing.
Right.
So we're doing all of that work with no guarantee of a paycheck. And and so, but you learn what you don't know what you don't know, but as you take steps in this business, you realize what you're good at. You realize, how to negotiate, how to work with each individual realtor. I mean, just having the experience of working with other realtors in town is huge.
It is.
Having that behind you and being able to, go in with confidence, knowing that you will get paid at the end because you are going to do a good job.
For somebody thinking about going into real estate.
Yeah.
Because we're at a golf tournament the other day, and a couple of the guys I was talking to, they were school teachers, and they went into it, and it's like, not as much as I thought. Just takes, give me an example of a person who should or shouldn't consider going into real estate.
Yeah, I would say, number one, being a people person, somebody who pays a great degree of attention to detail. Those are the
call
two
me out there.
That's right, John. That's why John and I are in radio now.
I know, it's a good move.
I mean, those are the two key points that come off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would, a pretty saturated market. I you know what I mean? There's, we talk
when
we,
it comes to agents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
absolutely.
I saw something one time. I want to say it was like 10% of the agents to 80% of the business or something? Oh. Isn't there some kind of a weird ratio?
Well, there's an 80-20 rule, I think.
80-20?
With everything. And it probably is true, but honestly. Okay.
But if someone has a great personality and they like people and they want to make some money, there are other industries that I would look at that need people like that. And real estate's a great, great industry. I love it.
When things are going good, it's the most fun thing you'll ever do.
And you make so many people happy in real estate, and boy, if you can get a happy buyer and a happy seller, that's an awesome closing, And I enjoyed it, but I didn't really play well with the other children. I've been on 80% of my sales. I was both the listing and the buying.
Sure.
And that's just a great double dip.
It was just easier.
It is.
You're not relying on other people.
Sure.
Anyway. But it's a great industry. And yeah, Bay Area, you guys do a great job. And I think people, well, you're going to stick around. But
yep, stick around.
I
want to talk a little bit more about the industry when we come back.
Sounds good. We're going to set a quick break. Ben and Deanna Malcor in the house. Nina Sparano, NBC 26, is in the bullpen, standing by. Back after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I have a message for any parents with teens who are working summer jobs. I'm going to share our money plans for my kids' summer earnings. Kids rarely make more than $14,600 in a summer, which means they don't have to pay income tax on that. Now, if my kiddo invests some of her wages in a Roth IRA, she can make real investment income over the next 40 years and not have to pay taxes on that. Because that's how Roth IRAs work. You invest post-tax income, you know, like paycheck money, and then you get to withdraw everything without paying taxes on whatever is in that account. So if my 17-year-old invests just $500 this one summer, it's going to turn into more than $10,000 when she retires in 40 years. And that's just from this summer. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mono and the Mayor, along with Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, Berkshire Hathaway, right downtown Green Bay on Broadway and Walnut. You will not go wrong kicking the tires at your place.
Or kicking the siding or something.
No, but yeah, I always hated that, though. When somebody would say, hey, I talked to a friend, they said, you know, you'd be good. And you go there, and then they'd be like, okay, you're going to be one of three we're going to interview. And I just want to say, well, I just want to, have to sell myself.
You know what? I completely agree, but it is the smart thing to do.
I know.
Yeah.
It is.
So it's a great career. We started off talking about contingencies, and people are like, well, does that still work? Like, I want to buy a house, but I can't afford two mortgages. Do you encourage that or not encourage that?
You know what? It all depends on what, when you're writing an offer, you know, we like to be in communication with the listing agent as much as possible. And, you know, we tell our sellers as well, listen, if we don't have anything else on the table.
Yeah.
It's still a great offer.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as it's written with a bump, so you've got that little bit of leeway in there. If you do get another offer in, I mean, obviously you continue to look for secondary offers. And if you get another one in, your original buyers have a specific amount of time that they have to release that bump, which means they have to be, you know, so far along in their process or, you know, willing to just forego it, you know, and...
Let's talk.
That is a bad feeling. I got to be honest. When we built our house and we hadn't sold our house,
it's a little nerve-wracking.
You want to talk about things that keep you awake at night,
right?
Yeah.
Nobody needs that. And I would agree. We went through that too, but you know, I was more disciplined back then. But I'm just like, we're not even. You know, let's go look at houses. I mean, we're not looking until this is sold.
Sure.
I know the way we do. We go look at a dog. We're going to buy a dog.
Sure.
We go look at a car. Sure. We're going to buy a car. So and that you just have to discipline yourself because this has just got on the market and this is perfect for you guys. It's like you still take it with contingencies.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny with the home. I shouldn't say funny, but with the home sale contingencies, a lot of times when you dive into them, which you know we always do before you know we tell our sellers whether you know as we're explaining the offer. A lot of times they're three or four deep.
It
gets really
tricky.
You got
to do your research.
Yeah.
Definitely get in there and do detective work on it.
Yeah. We have to ask this every week when you're here, you know, just because it's been so fluid and you said it's signs are turning back to things a little more, you know, equal between the buyers and the sellers. Give us advice. Buyer, you're the buyer. You're the seller. You tell me the advice you'd give your people right now when they came in. Somebody walks in your doors. two different people come in. I want to buy and I want to sell. What's your advice to them?
Yeah, you know, my advice to any buyer is to, you know, keep an open mind. In particular, especially if they're just starting to look, not only when it comes to the areas that they're looking, but also be very, very flexible when it comes to tendering an offer, because chances are probably still pretty good, even in a balanced market, that, you know, our offer may not get it. We mean it may need to just keep on looking. So be patient.
Yeah. Can you legally answer questions when they ask about finances? Like, hey, here's how much I make. Here's how much I'm hoping to get. What do you think I can afford versus, is that ethical?
You mean as the asking the, you know.
Being a buyer's agent where okay. It's like, you know what I mean? Can you? Yeah.
I leave that up to the lender.
Okay.
You know, I leave that up to a lender discussion between them and their lender. You know, the communication is vitally important. So
I think that's on the test, John. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm not a bank. Yeah. And I'm not an accountant. I'm your realtor.
But they will. And I understand.
Oh, they ask all the time,
but they Johnny. Will. Hey, just between you and me. You know
what? Right.
Just gut feeling. No. That type of thing.
Yeah. And, you know, that is where you just, you know, you want to have people that you work closely with. So you have an immediate contact that you can send them. Like, you know, give this person a call.
Because they will ask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what it says on the test. Yeah. They will ask.
You know, it's one of those things that it is such a relationship that you build with your clients that it is amazing what, you know, they feel comfortable telling you where it's a lot easier to tell you because they've built that relationship than a lender that they've never met before.
100% agree.
Yeah.
You know, we have coming up later in the next half hour. I don't know. Stephanie Hummel's coming in. She's from the planning department in Green Bay, and they're holding these planning sessions. And I just hope they bring in some realtors because I think you guys are some of the closest to the flame when it comes to, you know, and this is what the city should do. Put a trail in here. Put a park in this area.
That's a great point.
You know, I mean, they need to reach out to the realtors. Now, that Jennifer was awesome. I don't know if she's still with you guys. Jennifer, out of Appleton, she kind of ran the Real Estate Association.
Oh, the RANW.
Yeah.
And she always had some good input on this should be, you guys need some multifamily here. You need some single.
Right.
Is she from Madison?
She's from Appleton, right?
Oh, okay. She's down in the Appleton area.
And she was just
great. I think she worked in Madison a lot.
Okay. And she'd come. She did. She was kind of a little bit of a lobbyist, but she would come and sit down in my office and say, look, this is what you guys need to do. And we really weighed that heavily.
Yeah.
You know,
because
I think the realtors
she's very passionate.
And you guys have a pulse on what the community needs.
That's a great point. Totally great point.
So I hope you go to some of those. She's going to give us the sessions today. I think there's 10 of them coming up, but it's the 15-year plan for the city. And I just hope they reach out to people, you know, like the Melcors and say, look, this is, and it's going to have to do with downtown. Do we need more housing downtown or not? Should we renovate?
Affordable housing. She's really big on that.
Yes. So I think we just need some input. We can't build a city on affordable housing, though. I mean,
we've got to have a nice mix.
We got a quick question here. Todd, you have the Melcors talk about contingencies for home inspections. I did hear them say they would never say to not get one, but I think the general public nowadays hears that if you want a home inspection, you might not even be considered for buying that house.
Yeah, I can understand. You know, there are times if there's multiple offers on the table, we explain it very, you know, kind of that exact same way. We would never tell you not to get one, but know that there may be another offer on the table that does not have an inspection contingency. And it's so unknown. Every house has something wrong with it, I guarantee you.
Well, and you
except mine. doesn't everybody say that?
I
wasn't saying it for me. I was saying everybody says that.
Yep.
This house is perfect.
Yep.
You know, there is a way to, if you're going to insert a home inspection contingency into your offer, there is a way to sweeten it. And let the seller know that you're not going to be nickel and diming them. And that is just basically stating that anything with a cumulative cost over X dollar amount, or pardon me, under X dollar amount will not be considered a defect. So you can still slip that home inspection contingency in there.
Yep.
So you're covering your butt kind of
thing. Covering your butt for the big things.
And the sellers know you're not going to nickel and dime them.
Right. Especially now.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
And you guys are honest, good Green Bay people, and you know you're going to steer them right. But there's so many questions, and you've got the answers. And
you're definitely going to get our opinions.
that's what we get them here. We get them when they walk through the door. Ben and Deanna Melchor, Bay Area Realty, Berkshire Hathaway, located right on Broadway and Walnut. You guys are fantastic.
Thanks for having
us. We love having you here, and I've had people comment that it's their favorite segment because of what they learned.
Oh,
that is the honest to God truth.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah,
there we go.
That's true.
All right. Nina joining us next. Stay with us.
Thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Donald Trump likes to say he surrounds himself with all the best people. We'll get to know a few of those a little bit better. And Dr. Laura Hanks with public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.